Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A white van jumped onto a sidewalk and sped down a pedestrian zone Thursday in Barcelona's historic Las Ramblas district, swerving from side to side as it plowed into tourists and residents. Authorities said 12 people were killed and 80 wounded, 15 seriously, in what they call a terrorist attack. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the carnage was sickening.
Whatever inspired today's terror attack, the United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Police have two people in custody, but have given no details, including whether the suspect was the driver. The U.S. and Japanese defense chiefs and top diplomats were meeting in Washington to discuss North Korea amid mixed messages from the Trump administration on how to deal with the nuclear and missile threats. Thursday's annual security cooperation meeting comes days after North Korea warned of plans to launch missiles towards the U.S. Pacific island of Guam. Secretary Mattis.
Together, we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response.
Mattis called on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocations and threats. Japan is a key U.S. ally and potential target of North Korea. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Thursday that President Donald Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a strategy designed to end the war in Afghanistan. It is the longest conflict in U.S. history. Trump will meet with Vice President Michael Pence and his national security team Friday to discuss new approaches to the 16-year-old war. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. military said it is encouraging